Hello, everyone. Welcome to High School Sports Uncensored. I'm your host, Rob Long. Joining me this week, a very special guest, the executive director of the IAAM, Sue Thompson. How are you, Sue?
I am fantastic, and I'm happy to be here.
I'm happy you joined us. We didn't have a chance to get you last school year, and it was a point of mine. I scheduled extra early this year.
Okay.
I think I caught you back in July or August.
You did, and it sounded like a good idea then. But now I got 99 balls in the air, but I'm happy to be here.
That's good. That's good. Now, this is, and I had you to come here this year, this time of the year, for that, what you just said, so much going on, closing out the fall championships. I see the volleyball championships were settled, Mount DeSalle, won the A conference. Who was the B conference champ?
So B conference was St. Mary's High School in Annapolis, their first volleyball championship in their school history for their women's program.
That's awesome.
C conference, Friends School of Baltimore. They were there in the finals last year and didn't get it done. This year they did. It was fantastic. The Mount DeSales Maryvale game at Goucher past Saturday night, a complete full house, a sea of red and blue. And it was amazing. It's just what you want it to be for a championship game where, you know, here you have Mount DeSales, a phenomenal team, jump out to a 2-0 lead. Maryvale does not give up. They scratch back and they tie it up. And then in the final, in the fifth, they, you know, back and forth. Mount DeSales prevailed. But no one was disappointed terribly in the end. It was just... It's everything you want to see in a championship.
I think the IAAM does a great job. And I think maybe I'm biased because I visit the website so much, but on the website, IAAMsports.com, you guys do a great job highlighting all sports. We don't know who the quote-unquote premier sport is in the area because the website doesn't tip you off to a premier sport.
I'm glad you say that, and that's absolutely right because for me, you know, we have 31 very diverse schools across six counties in Baltimore City, 14 sports. And you're right, all 14 sports matter when you're an athlete in that sport, when you're a parent whose kid is in that sport.
Right.
So we're all about it. We're all about framing it up. Today, cross-country championships out at McDaniel, hundreds of kids. We'll be racing in our A, B, and C conference.
And I find myself, to be honest with you, I find myself reading up on sports that I don't really care about because I always go to the site. I knew who the volleyball champions were. Mount Carmel wasn't participating, but I knew it because I'm always on the site and I read up on them. And you guys, that website makes you care about sports that you traditionally wouldn't care about.
I love that website. It is 10 years old at this point.
Wow.
And it does everything we wanted to do, which started out just being schedule, scores, and standings. And that was its function for our athletic directors and as an administrative function. But then, of course, to be able to build around it. I mean, people will say all the time, you know, oh, I wish we could get some coverage. I wish we could get some ink.
Yeah.
So this is a great chance for us. We have great writers. Nelson Coffin is our go-to guy.
I've run into him several times.
He is fantastic. He does a great job. And we do, Rob, we do try to cover it all, A, B, and C, up and down the spectrum for the sports.
And it does exactly that. Here with Sue Thompson, she's the executive director of the IAAM. Now, you talked about cross-country, a sport I'm unfamiliar with. Now, is cross-country broken up in the A, B, and C conference as well?
It is. We have a number of schools. I want to say 28 of our schools are in cross country. And yes, we had to split up adding a C conference because the need was there. So you have your premier teams that are perennials, a Mount DeSales, a Maryvale, that are right there at the top. I don't want to miss anybody. But boy, there is just a ton of talent. And to tell you the truth, today at McDaniel, it'll be very interesting to see Key School in Annapolis has a phenomenal runner that may zip past a lot of folks.
Right.
So it's great. It's a great day. It's a great day of camaraderie and collegiality. It's so much energy. Our folks do a great job making it happen.
Now, by today, she means October the 29th on Tuesday, in case
you listen
to the podcast after. That's fine. You can, again, you can go into the website if it's afterwards to find out who won. What other fall sports will be participating in the championship.
So we just finished up with tennis. That was held out at McDonough. We have two conferences there. We have the cross country today. Volleyball just ended on Saturday. And now we're framing up soccer starts today for the quarters. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, field hockey starts for the quarters. And then we'll finish it out on Saturday and Sunday for both soccer and field hockey.
Now, from my experience, just because my kids started off in the IAAM MIA schools before I started coaching IAAM. And you talk about a crowd. Soccer seems to draw a huge crowd for the IAAM.
I have to say, consistently, it depends on who's in it.
Okay.
So when we were in so many different locations, and you might have, I'll just say co-ed schools, because then they're even have even more activities going on. So sometimes distance, sometimes based on, you know, what other teams are doing. But we can pack it, but not as much as the MIAA, for example.
Right.
I mean, that is true. And I wish we had way more, but it's a good crowd. It's a solid base for sure.
Right.
And it's always about, you know, the parents, family members, friends. Sometimes you'll see other soccer lovers come out because they just, like you're saying, they just love the sport.
Right.
They want to be part of the energy. We do fine.
I've been to a couple of them, girls and boys, when Mount Carmel was involved, and I just love the atmosphere.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe it's like what you said, the soccer community.
Oh, yeah.
They come out and they support the sport. Sue Thompson, the executive director for IAAM, joins us right here on High School Sports Uncensored. I'm your host, Rob Long. So tell us about the IAAM. What is exactly the mission of it? How long has it been around? And actually, why, like, you find other federations and administration, they have one sanction, one governing body for both genders. And here in Baltimore, we have MIAA and IAAM.
I know. It's interesting. It is. We are 20 years old this year.
Okay.
In 1999, we formed.
Why are we celebrating that then?
Oh, we are.
Okay.
We are.
Okay.
and here's how. You should know this. We've done a great social media blitz, bringing back a lot of the photos and memories over the 20 years. We have a 20-year memorial character coin that we've put out, and folks have loved that. And we're ending with the opportunity to say to have people apply, just let us know who's been in this for 20 years, who's been with the IAM for 20 years, and then we're going to do a lot on our website about those individuals. You asked, how do we get started, and why are we separate organizations? Well, we are framed from the old AIS, Association of Independent Schools, and the Catholic League. And further back than that was the MSA for the boys and how they kind of split off and went on to their own thing. It is true, Rob. We share 18 co-ed schools, and we have 13 single-gender schools for the IAM. There are different rules, and sometimes that's frustrating for people, for parents, for administrators. But we are our own entity, and we are strong, as the MIAA is strong, and we are fashioned to continue to grow. We just have great strength around us. We are often queued up as the Premier League, certainly a Premier League along the East Coast in the region, and certainly for some sports like lacrosse nationally.
Let me back up for a second. I don't want it to be misconstrued. I like the fact that there's separate leagues.
Do you?
Oh, what? I love it.
No, why is that?
I just feel like you get all the attention. The girls get all the attention. There's no accusations of the boys getting more. No, you don't. Why? Because it's all women's, young women's governing body.
That's right.
I mean, all you have to worry about are young women. I don't want you to think that as scrutiny. I love it. I think it's one of the best things that you could have. It doesn't. I think in our world of trying to include everybody, sometimes people get lost in the shuffle.
Yeah.
This makes sure these young women don't get lost in the shuffle, because all you have to care about are the women's teams.
I appreciate that, and I think that's on point. I will say, in all honesty, that I think when you're a co-ed school, mm-hmm. and – maybe the boys are starting earlier than the girls,
right,
or the boys have JV championships. People, that is a big question mark. It's like, come on. But there are reasons, and there are different philosophies. Mm-hmm. And yet, at the end of the day, it is the heads of school that are driving the train.
Right.
And that's very important. And so we're always revisiting. We're always checking back in, making sure, are we, you know, how are we looking? How are we on the right path for our programs, for our girls? And, you know, we're always asking ourselves the questions. We want to be the best we can be, no doubt.
Right. I guess for me, here was Executive Director Sue Thompson, IAAM. One of the biggest questions that's come to me as a coach, and other than giving me a nice little break for the kid from the kids, what is the thinking behind the IAAM blackout period?
Well, it started probably four or five years ago.
Okay, and it's new.
Oh yes,
I didn't know that.
It is. It's fairly new.
Okay,
we incorporated it because the league felt like student athletes needed a break. In that, you know, we want to support multi-sport athletes. Now, primarily, you find that this is really frustrating for people in the fall season, because the blackout is from August 1st to our start date, August 15th.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is. It allows parents to take that vacation,
mm-hmm,
because coaches want to get started. They're ready. They're ready to go. And so the league sort of felt like, let's put the brakes on a little bit and have a little bit of voice of reason and start when we're supposed to start. And so for you, for basketball or the spring folks, the idea is to just give the athlete a minute, to just give them some time to regroup, although for the championships, they are rolling now.
But everybody's not playing a championship.
Exactly.
Right.
So if we didn't have this blackout period, I guarantee you there would be workouts and let's just work on this even before tryouts even start. It does happen because most of the time, a lot of the time, coaches know who their team is going to be at the jump.
Mm-hmm.
But in all fairness, the idea behind it was an opportunity to just take a breath and let kids just settle for a minute and not have to fly right into the next thing. We'll look at it again. That was then. That was 5 years ago.
Right.
Maybe that's not the tempo for now. Plus, you have club and everything. So I understand that listeners could be rolling their eyes over this because it's 100% busy for young people today. But that's the thinking behind it. And similarly, Rob, we have a blackout period on the postseason side.
Yep.
So it's just some framework. It's structure.
And in the defense of the IAAM, I'll say this, as we've gone to Bishop Walsh tournament several times.
Yeah.
So is St. Francis, so is McDonough, before they shut down, Seton Keogh did.
Yep.
And we were able to play through the blackout period because you gave us permission to participate in such a prestigious postseason tournament.
Absolutely. Would never want to derail any opportunities. You also see it in national competition for track and field. Bishop Walsh is another good example. In our rule book, it states that you would communicate with the executive director. And for me, it's all about tracking.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to keep the parameter tight about what it is we're trying to accomplish, which is to frame up the season and have a beginning and an end. Let the young people just be able to decompress for a little bit and not, you know, the coach just loves what they're doing and they want more, more, more. And that's across the board. Everything is more. So that was the thinking behind it. But we always revisit things like that.
Here with the executive director of the IAAM, Sue Thompson. I'm Rob Long. This is High School Sports Uncensored. You never talk about yourself in this. You always make it about the schools, the heads of schools, the ADs. What impact do you think you've had on young women and girls sports in Baltimore area?
Well, I am a graduate of Mount DeSales, a three-sport athlete a long time ago. I wrote sports coverage for the Catholic Review for 17 years, and so I even was an athletic director in the beginning of my career Seton High School in Baltimore.
Yes, before they merged to Seton Keogh. Yeah,
right. But found that my calling was more in administration. Worked at Catholic Charities Administration and really had that sense and had then the opportunity as a part-timer to take on the executive director role in 2005. So for me, I think what I bring to the table, what I try to bring is fairness and consistency in terms of managing 31 varied, diverse groups of people and really trying to embrace all sports, all schools, all the time, and just being a good listener. I really try to check myself on that. I'm competitive, I'm hyper, I'm an A-type personality. And so, you know, you and I have talked on the phone and you're trying to say something to me and I might be jumping in, but I really do try to listen to what people are saying and be fair and consistent. And I think people appreciate that.
I think they do. And you know, just without bringing other governing bodies into it, you've been able to stay away from controversy. And that's the key. I knock on wood because I don't want to jinx you. You've been able to stay away from controversy. You think the being a listener so much has helped you do that? Because IAAM has kind of been like, you know, kind of clean right now in terms of controversy.
Rob, if you bring me bad luck, I don't know. we have been very blessed in that way. But honestly, Rob, it's not for not having hiccups. I mean, today, quite frankly, on my way over here, while I'm driving, my phone's blowing up. We have issues that we're dealing with for cross country just today. So things come up. But I try to follow the rules. I try to be, as I said, I just try to listen and be consistent. People, I can't be a pleaser in all fashion, so I try to follow the rules. Because what I allow for one, I have to allow for the other. Mm-hmm. So as long as we're cool with staying with what we say, it seems to work out and people accept it. People just want to know, what is it?
What's the plan?
Right.
I don't have to agree with the plan.
Right.
Just let me know the plan.
Right.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah.
We have Sue Thompson, the executive director of IAAM. Okay, I can only speak for basketball. What goes into separating A, B, and C conference? You all even did a great job with the girls' soccer team having a C2. I think the A conference is extraordinarily competitive. I'm always trying to play A conference schools. just put your big toe in the water, right. See where you are. You know, I think the B conference, and I'm biased, is by far the most from top to bottom conference in basketball there is. And the C conference, is it just schools telling you where they want to be, or is it a combination of schools telling you where they want to be and the league examining where they really are?
Well, this is a good example of where we were in 1999 and where we are today. In early days, athletic directors would sit around the table during a monthly meeting, and they would be able to determine themselves where the placement would be. Then that didn't work because pressure from heads of school, pressure from where just the economy to scale and where folks want to be in terms of their program. So we had to make it a little more regimented.
Okay.
We created a competition committee that involved heads of school.
Mm.
So it was a nice compliment. We even had to take it further, much more focus on transparency. So there is this, and it's in our rule book, that there's this multi-stage process that talks, that has things in it that are from the athletic director making a recommendation to move up or down, the sport chair making a recommendation of where folks should be, taking all that information in, bringing it to the athletic directors in November, actually, at our next meeting, taking all that information and taking that to the competition committee. And we've made even more concession by making this an annual process. Annual.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, I mean, we've been doing this now for 3 years.
It used to be every 2 years.
Sure.
Yeah.
Just like the MIA, and this is what we've been. But that was often when we're trying to move people up or put people where they were uncomfortable.
Mm.
2 years was really hard. And I have to say, we do struggle with getting this right. It's hard. I have seen, I observe that there are folks that don't necessarily want to play in the A conference. Folks want to win. Folks want to have an above 500 experience. Young ladies want want the hardware. They don't care what that plaque says, whether it's A, B, C1, or C2. They want to hold it up and get the photo, and they're jumping around feeling great.
Mm-hmm.
So at one point, we were focused on balance. But what does balance mean? Numbers? Geography?
Mm-hmm.
What? It has to be a combination. We have to get people where they are comfortable And that's been challenging. You know, you can see it. You can see it in field hockey. You can see it in soccer. You might see it in basketball. Mm-hmm. You know, the B in basketball, for example, is a great complement of schools. It is great. But when you have just five or six teams in your premier conference, that's a challenge.
It looks bad. It does. It does. And I agree with you on that. It does.
So
because we are basketball mecca.
Yeah.
You would think there would be more top-level schools.
Right. But yet, you know, people say, well, I'm graduating folks, or, you know, we don't want to be there. We want to be over here. So that's why we have to get a neutral body of this competition committee made up of more heads of schools than athletic directors. But always what I've seen, it's really a great experience, Rob, is just the heart and the thought that goes into trying to get this right. You know, people would never know that, what angst goes into it, what detail goes into it. But that's what I love about the IM. Mm. It's heart and head.
Yeah, it is. It is. And I'll tell you this, folks, not just a sports talk radio host, but as a coach in the IAAM, it may not be perfect, but it's as close to perfect as possible. I remember one of my more anxious moments after my first year. We didn't win the C, didn't even get back to the finals. And Mike Naughton knew I didn't want to stay in the C. I wanted to be in the B. And the more anxious moments was whether or not they were going to let us move up. It was so much anxiety because I'm like, we didn't even show up. We didn't get to the championship. They're not going to let us move up. And for me, Sue, personally, it's a recruiting tool.
Yes, exactly.
You know what I mean? For what I want, I have to move up higher. And I'm going to let you know right now, I agree, hardware is great. It's great. But you'll never hear me be a person that doesn't want. I want to go up against the very best. Yes. I want St. Francis twice a year. I want McDonough twice a year. I want Roland Park twice. I want them twice a year because to me, the ultimate goal is to compete.
Right.
Compete. If I lose to you this year, I'm coming to get you next year. If I lose next year, I'm going to hunt you down until I get you. I think to me, that's the ultimate goal. So I understand the challenges of some, but to me, and I guess we kind of preach that to our kids, we want to compete. And that's why you look at our schedule. We want to play all of them because
yep.
It's the proving ground. How good are you?
And that's celebrating the diversity of our
yes.
league. You are a get after it kind of guy. How you run your life, it's how you run your program in basketball. I see it. I get it. And I just know that we don't form into one exact thing.
Mm-hmm. No, we don't.
So,
and that's why the IAAM is a little bit of every. It's a melting pot.
Yeah.
You're right. Now, here with the executive director, Sue Thompson. Now, one of the things that Sue was anxious about was she didn't think she had enough to talk about for 10 to 15 minutes, and we're coming up on 20 minutes of Sue.
Wow.
That's why I kind of laughed when you kept asking me that. If you notice, I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. Once you get there, you'll be fine.
I can talk about it all day.
So, because I know you got to go, where do you want to go next with the idea? What's the next step for this league?
I don't know. I think what I hear our schools saying is more visibility for female athletes. That's why I wanted to come here today. Yesterday at our leadership day, I had printed up a nice IAM backdrop. And if you saw it on our Twitter feed, that every photo with every school and every attendee with our keynoter, Kathy Reese from University of Maryland.
She's awesome.
Oh, my goodness. She was fantastic.
Yeah.
And so there was the backdrop with our logo. So we are all about more with marketing, not marketing, but putting our name out there, just being more for our young female athletes, wanting to give as much eye attention as we can.
Mm-hmm.
And shout out, this is a great opportunity to do that. I don't want our young female athletes to feel like second-class citizen type folks. They are great athletes and deserve all the props.
Well, props to you, because you've done a good job at that, great job at that. And thank you for your time. And, you know, hopefully we'll see you over there the last Sunday of the year.
We'll see you at Stevenson.
Hopefully I'll see you at Stevenson.
That'd be fantastic.
All right. Thanks a lot, Sue Thompson. This is High School Sports Uncensored. We'll see you next week.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.